Indeed, Jefferson's work was largely ignored, and the mound builder myth persisted for almost another 100 years. I will come back to how it was finally dispelled in the late 19th century. But let's briefly address why it was so prevalent and for so long. First and most obvious is the climate of racism. Native Americans were generally considered less intelligent and less industrious than those of European ancestry. This sentiment was no doubt encouraged by the fact that by the 1800s, many Native Americans had succumbed to the diseases introduced by Europeans. By some estimates, the population of Native peoples in North America declined by as much as 90% in the centuries after Columbus discovered the New World. A second reason for the prevalence of the mound builder myth was the desire among many Americans for a heroic past. Europeans of the 1700s and even 1800s looked down on Americans. There was even a theory that the climate of the Americas made people slower-witted and lazy. The invention of a mythical race of mound builders gave Americans a more heroic past to rival that of Europeans. Finally, of course, there were economic reasons. Americans wanted more land, and Indians were in the way. It would make it a lot easier to justify removing Indians if you could take away their claim to the landscape and could paint them as savages. So the period up to the 1800s remained mostly a time of unfounded speculation, much of it rooted in notions about the superiority of Europeans and the inferiority of Native peoples.